You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at GoToMeeting.com/tips. That's GoToMeeting.com/tips. Florida shelters in place, France is protecting abuse victims, and Big Tobacco enters the vaccine race. Here's what you should know. In five U.S. states, officials continue to resist implementing shelter-in-place measures, citing economic downfall. In the absence of clear directions from Washington, there's nothing stopping them. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reversed course Wednesday by issuing a stay-at-home order. But in Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and South Dakota, calls from public health experts to institute strict social distancing measures have largely fallen on deaf ears. New reports say an estimated 25% of coronavirus carriers have no symptoms in the U.S., but data in Iceland shows it can be as high as 50%. Information that we have pretty much confirmed now is that a significant number of individuals that are infected actually remain asymptomatic, says CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield. What happens if you're sheltering in place with an abuser? In France, reports of domestic abuse have gone up 30% since lockdown began. In response, the government is providing hotel rooms for women in danger and setting up ways for them to safely seek help. The World Health Organization says that smokers have a higher risk of developing serious cases of COVID-19, but in an unexpected twist, the tobacco industry is now involved in developing a plant-based vaccine for the virus. Finally, if you think you might have coronavirus, can you get tested? Red tape and faulty kits contributed to a major testing shortage in the U.S., just as the rate of infection started picking up in late February. On February 29th, the FDA lifted some regulatory restrictions on certified clinical labs, which is why you're now seeing drive-through testing operations in a few locations. More tests are likely on the way, but for now, medical facilities are prioritizing tests for those facing the greatest health risks, namely healthcare workers, those over the age of 65 or with underlying health conditions, and those already hospitalized for a potential coronavirus case. Still, if you have symptoms of the virus, even if you're relatively young and healthy, call your doctor. They can determine whether you meet the requirements for testing or if it's better to quarantine yourself at home. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.